20 years ago. On a date that no one can remember exactly, Big Al Max started his radio career. So, we're celebrating today.
How long after your water breaks do you have a baby?
I don't know, but I don't know what's... All right, I don't know
go. I don't want to be delivering a baby here.
Dude, the car won't start.
Ask Kelly what he's doing.
Something's wrong. Y'all messing with me or something. My car won't start. I got a brand new car, but it won't start.
You want to take my truck?
Kelly.
Start the car and go, dude.
Not bad in Nevada. Oh, man, I dated this girl. Everybody thought she was a stripper, but she was in Nevada. Her name was Tony. I met her in the casino. I really don't think she was a stripper. She was fine. I met her at like a casino at 7 o'clock in the morning. Bought her a pair of $400 jeans right when I met her.
And now I present to you,
yes,
sleeping next to Big Al Mack.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Do it while he's out of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
I've seen it a while. All
right. Big Al, I've lost control.
Oh, is that Big Al?
That's Big Al.
Oh, I've heard about Big Al.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing I've seen on Twitter.
Yes.
Good to see you.
You too. Take care, Blake. Blake.
Yes, sir.
I know you're not coming, but here's my address and my bar.
Here's to 20 years of Big Al Mack on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Lord, help me!
Now, I'm going to have to tell you, you're fired.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
In a way.
For 20 years, Big Al has been bringing you laughter.
We're laying it down with the smooth sound of satin jazz on WNOJ. Tonight's the night to visit those crazy clubs around town, you know, where you can hear the latest and greatest talent on the jazz scene.
Drug news, headlines and stories for you.
Experts now say bystanders should not bother breathing into his or her mouth, once considered a key component of culinary.
Yeah, she's fine.
Now I gotta do news. Crumb news.
Adam.
Yo! Kid Craddock, where you at?
Yeah.
This is where it's at. Early morning. Where you at? Yo! Craig Craddock. It's early.
Okay, we got gazillionaire Donald Trump on the phone and the creator of his new show, The Apprentice, Mark Burnett. Al, you ready with your business idea? Go ahead.
The name of the business is, sit down if you're not, Trump Chicken.
Sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm not sure I like killing chickens, but...
Yeah.
It's the most important thing I've ever done in my entire life. So please, join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy. Trumpy!
Oh, fire! Fire! Fire!
Calm down. Calm down, baby. Calm down. It's okay.
In our last episode of Big Al and His Hot Cavewoman Girlfriend, the mismatched couple went camping, and things ended badly after Dubok killed an animal and ate it.
Check this, I ain't eating no dog, especially not some cute little poodle. My mama made me pig feed one. That was bad enough. I'm drawing the line.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
Talking with Ellen I'm sorry. Well, I just heard that you had two dogs, and they were by the name of Muffin and Bootsy.
No, I don't have two dogs.
It's Big Al's 20th anniversary.
Because I'm high!
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Big Al Mack.
Oh, man.
The good times and the bad times.
The good times. They've all been good.
Some embarrassing.
Some embarrassing times.
Yeah.
Us naked in a sleeping bed. That's bad.
That
times.
Was bad.
That's one of my favorite memories of
thanks,
you,
Jenna.
Al.
Thanks.
JC, that was great. Your wife and I thoroughly enjoyed that, JC.
Of course you did. Big Al Mack, are you ready for your first of many surprises?
Yay!
Surprises!
Al's getting surprised.
I don't even know. I'm surprised, too.
Okay.
Oh, the surprises today are awesome, by
really?
The way.
Really?
Oh, yay.
Super awesome.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Big Al Mack, say hello to your first surprise of the day.
Yay! It's Mama Mack.
Mama's here. Yay. Mommy's here.
It's Mrs. Mack.
Mommy's here.
She looks so beautiful.
She got a cardinal sweater on.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, that's a pretty Christmas sweater.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Her hair's all done.
Oh, you want to mess? You want to put on headphones? You don't want to mess up your hair.
Well, she's going to have to hear some stuff.
Oh, she needs to hear the radio. Yeah, she does.
Mrs. Mack, what did you bring your son for his birthday?
I tried to make the old-time
Sock it to me,
Kate.
You tried or you did?
I tried.
Well, she brought
it. There it is. Whatever it is, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you made her a cake.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you want to put those on right now. Because
I won't mess up.
See, we need to pull back the curtain a little bit. When Al first came on the show many years ago, Kid had him doing some very embarrassing things, and it disgraced the Mack family name, didn't it, Ms. Mack?
We never knew what to expect. I finally got used to just whatever.
Mrs. Mack, what's your least favorite thing that we've ever made Al do?
What were you most ashamed about?
I know what it is right now.
I wasn't really ashamed, but I was afraid. I remember when he was supposed to have been cutting some
blue bonnets,
and I was thinking he was going to get arrested, and that was bad.
Oh, the blue bonnet one.
It wasn't driving naked on the tollway?
Next to the school bus?
Huh? Yeah. See, if my mother doesn't hear it,
it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I need to turn this. Can you hear this?
Okay. There you go. Now you can hear it.
Okay. It was backwards.
Okay. So, Lord.
So, Mrs. Mack, you brought Big Al a cake for his birthday.
Sock it to me cake.
Do you remember last time Big Al Mack brought your cake into the studio?
Uh-oh.
Because it did not go so well. Let's play this back.
Oh, don't. This is going to make her feel bad.
Well, we have an explanation after
there
this.
There is an explanation.
Right. Where is that Dorabel coffee cake?
Right here. Pound cake, dog. Pound cake. Pound cake right here. Let me slice it up.
Is this?
It's not sliced.
I'm so hungry.
I know. I'll get
Please?
You a knife. Bring a knife, please.
Just right here.
Bring a knife.
Just right here. Just this tiny little piece right here. Oh, here I go.
Did you just say my mom's cake wasn't that good? Did you just say my mom? No, you didn't.
Maybe she forgot
the sugar. No, you didn't. You just told me, call her right now.
Let us just lie to her.
Maybe that was a bad place of the cake.
Why don't you eat more of it then?
I am. I got this little piece right here.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm getting on the phone. I'm sorry.
I'm
calling right now.
I'm sorry.
It's not bad. It's
Hi, Dora.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mrs. Mack, good morning.
Good morning.
We love you so much.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. I love you all so much, too.
At some point, I want to come over to you, to the crib and have you whip up some pound cake for me.
Okay.
And let me have it, because then I would know what your pound cake really tastes like.
Yeah.
Because the pound cake I just tasted, Al left in the car overnight.
Uh-oh.
And I'll be honest.
They said your cake wasn't good.
I did not say that at all.
I want your permission not to offer that to Ice Cube.
Oh, wow. Something's wrong. Now, let's see what is here. Let's get it together.
They said your cake wasn't good, Mom. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Not they. Everybody.
No,
everybody.
That's not true.
I think it's the best thing I've had.
Mm-hmm.
My mama made that
All right,
cake.
I'll take a big bite of it then.
My mom made that cake. I'll take a big bite out of it.
Just to show you how moist it is, let's see how long it takes you to talk after try. Okay?
Okay. All right. No problem.
Miss Mack, nothing but love. Okay. All right. Big bite. Okay.
One,
let's count. One.
Two.
Three,
four. Five.
Need a milk.
Need a little bit of milk. Why help?
Nine. Now, that was not your fault, Mrs. Mack.
Yeah.
That was your son's fault.
He leaves stuff out. Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
He left it in the car.
He leave it in the car overnight. Maybe a couple of nights. I'm not sure.
It was dried out.
It was dried out a little bit.
That's not your fault.
Yeah.
You're up so early. Well, you never sleep anyway.
That's right.
My mother.
I seldom sleep. It's hard to wake me up.
Runs in the Mack.
You know, we ask your mama what's the most embarrassing stuff, but what are you most proud of about your son?
I think working for the kids get together, preparing, raising funds for that and doing that. I really, really, really think that is just such a good thing to do, and I really enjoy it myself.
Thank you. The charitable side of your son.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your son's shirt today?
It's not necessarily the shirt. It's the shirt and pant combo.
Step out and show Mama what you put on.
Show her what you're working with on your anniversary.
Did he always have this great sense of style as a child? Is this something he was born with? Because you look great and classy today.
Well,
where did it go awry?
I don't know. I cannot answer that, I'm sure. But he's one of a kind.
He is.
One of a kind.
My mom used to make
my clothes.
I did.
Like, two-tone pants. You remember those pants? I think one leg was white and one leg was denim, blue.
Oh.
My mama made me some pants and a sash.
Yes, she did.
I didn't have a belt.
What sash made it?
I had a sash that tied on the side and flew down like that. I looked like a kind of a pirate.
Like Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah. I had a sash. And my mom would make me clothes when I was growing up. She would make anything, man. That's why I learned to sew. I know how to sew. And from my mother.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah. My mom used to make my clothes, man, all the time.
Mrs. Mack?
I think he was in a fashion show with that on.
That's right. Yeah, I was. I was in a fashion show. Yeah.
You were a runway model last?
I was a model.
Walk down this way. Walk down this way with that little sash.
We've never heard him brag about being a model, just the drive-by shooting and the Cowboys, being on the Cowboys.
What was it like watching your son play for the Dallas Cowboys?
Watching him play.
Mama can only have your back for so long.
Here's one thing about Mrs. Mack. She doesn't lie.
Next, we're going to dive into this gunshot injury. Gunshot wound. Get down to the bottom of that.
Y'all remember.
We called her. I remember. We called you out on it. She remembered, but maybe she just remembered from your life.
Everybody in the hood been shot once.
Everybody in the hood has been shot once.
Miss Mack, you did not raise him in the hood, and he always says that.
We refer to it as the hood.
Yeah. See that?
It's just the neighborhood.
I lived in the hood for a minute. I didn't get shot.
That's just the way it's, you know.
Yeah, my daddy got shot.
When did you finally flee?
Right. Yeah, when did you finally flee Compton?
When did you flee Compton?
When did what?
When did you get out of Compton?
Compton. When did you move out of Compton?
Oh, when did I move out of Compton?
Because your son says, you know, that's where he was born and raised, in Compton.
They had good private schools, though, right?
Oh, look at her. She wants to have your back.
He went to school at high school, of course.
Down Crenshaw and Slocum, that's where our uncle lived. And you know, we kind of took refuge there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
A refuge.
Well, I didn't just really move out. I went and visited for a while.
Right.
She visited.
And then turned around and came back.
Got you.
Okay, that'll clear that up.
Well,
I was there.
She's putting my mom on the spot. Okay.
We want you to hang out all morning long with us, Mrs. Mack, if you wish. There's mimosas, if you would like one. And our celebration of your son will continue all morning long, but coming up next.
All right.
It's Kelly Raspberry's favorite Big Al Mack moment.
Oh, good.
Wow, okay.
What did Kelly deem her favorite moment with Big Al Mack? We'll tell you next.
What do you think about Kim Kardashian's booty as opposed to your booty?
I mean, that's just a stupid question.
So, Andy, Big Al here. Could you please compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
I would say my butt is, like, significantly worse.
All right.
Probably less well kept.
How would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, can we go talk about the music now?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Lady Gaga.
He ruins every interview.
He does.
Lady
Thanks,
Gaga.
Al.
Yeah.
How would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's?
No, Al, that question never works.
You've asked that question before?
Speaking of stuff that you're proud of, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's
butt? It's not even funny anymore.
That's a good question.
I can't tell you how many times I've been asked that question.
I know. Sure. I know.
Well, you have a good
butt. I'm very proud of my butt, and I try to show it as much as I possibly can.
Losing all the weight, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Fair question.
Kim Kardashian's butt is the size of my entire body. I mean, I don't have a butt.
We should nickname Kim Kardashian's butt Snooki.
Anything else you want to say to Betty White?
No,
I was just going to ask how you compare your booty to Kim Kardashian's booty.
Here we go.
Oh, well, I like to keep mine a little more hidden than hers.
Yeah.
I keep it so well hidden that nobody can find it.
Chloe, I have to ask you this. I ask this to a lot of celebrities that we interview.
Really?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Here we go. Here it is.
Chloe, how do you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's?
You ask this to everyone?
Yeah.
Even, like, if they're a guy or a girl?
Yes, no matter who, he doesn't discriminate.
Doesn't matter
how
who
How do I compare it?
Yeah. Compare, your butt, to
compare your butt to Kim's butt.
Yes.
I mean, I never do.
Yeah.
I don't know how that started. You just thought of it one day.
I don't know why you started asking that question.
J-Lo.
I don't know.
Yeah. J-Lo didn't like it. That's the one that probably didn't like it.
You decided to try it again.
Yeah, right.
Kelly, you've been working with Al since he started. You were here before he was.
Kelly was here when I walked in the door.
How did you feel when Big Al Mack started working here?
Oh, I loved him.
You loved him.
Because he did the commercials and he was so funny.
The commercials for my limousine service.
And that's how it started. So I was really happy when he joined. I can't say the same for other hires that were made.
We know.
The other two here.
Shout out.
Shout out. And there have been times, as in all families, when you, and this is true, Mrs. Mack, you have disagreements. You might be very angry with each other, but you still love each other, right?
Right.
There have been periods when Al, and Al has really made me mad.
When has he made you the...
Like when he told me, instead of a belly button ring, I needed a hula hoop.
Oh.
Because I was... Yes, miss, look at your mother's face, Al.
A hula hoop.
Yeah, I was it. That hurts. That hurts.
That was a long time ago.
I did have a weight problem.
Kelly, no, you didn't.
I did have... Well, then why would you say that?
It was a long time ago, Kelly. I said it to be...
That's just one instance.
Hilarious.
One of many?
But yeah, he's always putting his foot in his mouth.
That's true.
That's what makes him so lovable. And the thing I love about Al is he never holds on to anything. He can be so mad at you, as he has been recently with me, but it's just he's done. He's over it. He doesn't hold on to anything.
Nah, negative life's too short, man.
Lets it go.
Life's too short, baby.
I don't even think you remember why you get mad at people. Like, if I asked you, when was the last time you got mad at Kelly and why?
Knows. The Christmas party. He was mad at me for that.
Okay, That's a big one, though.
Very upset with
that's
Kelly.
That's a big one, though.
I was very
upset.
He
got over it.
Because he was working hard.
That's one of the most mad but we hugged, I've seen Al. Yeah.
We hugged and kissed, so it was all good.
Literally.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Kelly Raspberry's favorite Big Al Mac moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious.
Do I need to tell it?
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, you could intro it, Kelly,
I'm
if you want.
I'm assuming it's the one I think it is.
It's the one where you made a joke.
Yeah, so this is... Okay, I post this on YouTube on Facebook every year because it's funny. We were talking about the worst Christmas present ever.
Yeah.
And that's... Kid was talking. Okay. Are we going to play the whole bit?
Yeah, right,
so it's not really... It's not the bit itself. It's just Al. He gets so tickled. And I love when Al gets hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's my favorite part of Big Al is, you know, Kid used to love making me laugh. I love making Big Al laugh.
Because once he gets going.
Because once, that's the thing. It's like, there's like always some person, if you can make them laugh, you know you've scored.
Right.
And so when I can make Al cry laughing,
oh, man.
I win.
This is possibly the best joke Kelly Raspberry has ever made on the show.
Well, it was pretty dark.
It was dark, but it was probably the most hilarious
Wait,
one you've ever
that
made.
Kelly's favorite Big Al moment is a Kelly highlight.
Well, of course.
It's
my favorite thing is making Al laugh hysterically.
It's tandem. It's tandem. What's a team effort? All right.
Is Kelly Raspberry's favorite Big Al Mac memory.
Featuring
Kelly Raspberry as the star, of course.
See, guys can buy 20 things and appear thoughtful when none of the gifts on their own are thoughtful. But if a guy was required to go buy one thoughtful gift,
that's a lot of pressure
right
there.
That's epic fail for guys. There's no way.
89% will fail.
The woman would nail it. The woman would be like,
oh, yeah.
The guy would be like, oh, my God. That was what I played with when I was a kid. And how did you find that out? And, you know. And look, it's signed by my childhood best friend.
Right.
You guys would go to see. Oh, and here he comes.
Yeah,
he's walking in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you brought my mom back from the dead.
And the guy's going to buy a Mylar balloon that says, I love you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah.
And the guy will be like, I got you some Victoria's Secret. Yeah. Dong. How's that?
Say that.
You just spoiled your Christmas present.
Sorry.
A Victoria's Secret song.
No, I was going to bring his mom back from the dead. I have to think of something else now.
You've been on a roll lately, but you've been really mean.
Really dark.
You've been so mean. I don't know what.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if
I think Kelly took Black Friday literally because she went real dark.
I don't know if there's some connection between the lack of romantic activity and your level of bitterness, but you're being so angry and mean with me. I don't, funny mean, though. I'm not offended that much. You just insisted that I had a boyfriend named Greg yesterday for an hour.
My eyes water up.
And now you...
You spoiled your Christmas present. I was going to bring your mom back from the dead.
And it was funny if it would have just
Al.
Been a thong.
Al, you laughing at that so much makes it even almost worse than what Kelly did.
I was going to have a heart attack.
Kelly can't even look up. She's crying.
She's proud of herself. Do you know what I would give?
Al.
Al's crying.
Al got his workout in for the day.
How can you guys be like so mean about it?
God, I'm sorry, dog.
I've never seen Al laugh this hard.
I'm crying.
Is that the hardest you've ever laughed on the show, Al?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of them.
And I was trying not to laugh. I was crying. Al was crying.
Kelly was trying to keep a straight face.
And I'm laughing and crying now.
I am too.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
I mean, it's not. Kid was
winking. He was like, that was good.
He was proud.
That was a good one, Kelly.
It's funny, but you laugh at the bit itself and just the history. Yeah, it's the whole thing now is funny. You know, like looking back. It was funny. Yeah, right. But yeah, when you can laugh like that at that or something like that, you know you with people you love because that's just.
I love when Al laughs so hard too because we've had a lot more of these moments with him that a lot of the radio listeners don't get to hear when we're filming Dish Nation because it's middle of the day. We're so tired. And Al, when he laughs really hard, he. Oh, gosh, I wish we had more video of this. He literally, like, tears the walls down. Like, he falls. He falls into the TV. He falls into the wall. Things fall over. He's laughing so hard. He destroys
and
the studio.
And you know what? I love laughing. You know,
yeah,
when something's really funny, I mean, I don't fake laugh, but when something's really funny, I enjoy laughter.
Yeah,
you know,
genuine
laughter. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm with my family and I can somehow make them laugh at dinner or Christmas dinner or whatever, I've done. I'm like, okay, I can leave. I dropped the mic. I can leave.
Right.
You know, but I just love laughing. I really do. And my daddy would tell stories, and we'd be like, kind of like the look that y'all give me when I tell stories.
You got that from your daddy?
but my daddy would tell some stories, and he would laugh, and my mom, we just get to laughing as a family, and I just love that. Oh. So I just thought I'd tell y'all that.
Yeah, okay.
We love you, Al. We love you, Al, and the celebration's going to continue.
All right. Mama's here, y'all. Say hi, Mom.
Yesterday, hi Mom.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, hi Mom. Yesterday, you're not my mother, JC.
Yesterday, Kelly was so excited when Al gave her tickets to see Duran Duran for Christmas.
Was.
She made this noise. Big Al Mac.
Yes.
You are gonna make the same noise when we give you your next surprise.
Really?
Oh, I can't wait. Yay! Right.
Coming up, in fact. Issuing a mascara alert.
What?
Mascara alert? Yeah.
Screaming and crying?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Wait till you hear your next surprise, Big Al Mac.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Stay in the studio.
Stay in the studio. I got to stay right here?
That's coming up next.
I'm staying right here. All right.
You talk dirty to me.
We say some stupid stuff. Big fat white butt. You're hot, dude.
Hey. And then, you know.
Not yet. I'm still looking.
Let me see the butt, dude.
Oh, ooh, that's tight.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Well, hello there, Captain Grope-a-Lot.
Good.
Naked's naked. Oh, it's not bad naked. Might not be good, but I'm going to be here.
Are we on air?
I bet we're not even on it. Not we. Me.
I'm improvising a little bit.
Let me hear y'all. What you going to do? Come on.
Gotcha.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
It's Big Al's 20th anniversary on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're celebrating Big Al Mac's 30th birthday and his 20th anniversary on the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
It's time for another surprise. I can just feel it.
You're very kind.
Yeah, so before the break, we told you that our next surprise would have Al screaming the way Kelly was screaming yesterday.
Oh, that was a happy scream.
Big Al Mac gave her Duran Duran tickets for Christmas.
That was sitting my dog running all over the
Big Al Mac's mom is joining us as well in studio. Doorbell.
Yep. She said that would have scared her dog.
That was surprising.
That would have scared
one.
Your dog.
I scared
myself with that noise too, Ms. Mac.
Big Al Mac.
Yes, sir.
Are you, sir, ready for your second surprise of the day?
I'm ready, brother. I am
okay.
ready.
Okay.
I'm ready, too. This is fun for me because I don't know.
I love this. Money can't buy happiness.
Did we buy him a boat?
Did y'all buy me a boat?
Hell no.
Because I didn't chip in on that.
Sorry, Mrs. Mac.
I did not chip in on that.
Who sings this song, Big Al?
That's my man, Chris Jansen, Bubba.
Chris Jansen.
Yes.
You love this guy, right?
Oh, that dude.
That's your homeboy.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
Y'all said you're going to get together and you're going to go up and sing Buy Me a Boat together?
Yeah.
Well, Al.
No. Stop, man.
Chris could not make it today.
Everybody was gathered around the door like he was coming in.
Well played by the man room.
That was awful.
Chris could not make it to the show today. However, we tried to get him to come here. He was.
That's messed up.
Jenna, stop. That's me.
That's messed up. I'm like seeing people run around.
I
I'm like,
too.
He did send us a video message.
We don't want a video message.
Yes, he does.
Cool. That's cool.
Here's what Chris sent.
All
right. I got you right here. Sorry.
Hey, what's up, Big Al? I cannot believe you've been on that show for 20 years. Congratulations, man.
Aww.
That's nice. That's very nice.
And then he also wanted us to give you this. So here, this is from Chris Jansen.
Oh, okay.
That really is from Chris Jansen.
Okay. A CD. Okay, cool. And a key. Oh, hi, Big Al.
Is it a key to a boat?
No, it's not the big boat.
Hey, Big Al, congrats on 20 years. Wow, that's awesome. Enjoy these items from Chris. Hope you have a great holiday. Brooke, Chad, and Warner's brother. No, Warner Music, Nashville. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Autograph, Big Al. Hope you enjoy. Brother, will do. Chris Jansen, thank you very much.
Ah! Oh. No, that's not it, Al.
Oh, that's not it, Al.
And a key ring for a boat. Buy me a boat.
Eventually, you will get a boat.
Oh, yes, hopefully. I will.
That's the plan.
All right, good deal.
Don't stop there, Big Al, Mac.
All right.
I don't really hear him screaming at that.
He'll probably scream after this one.
All right, come on.
One of your favorite artists of all time decided to send us this.
Hey there, Big Al. This is Blake Shelton calling you. I am standing here in Los Angeles, looking out over the city. And when I started drinking, it made me think of you. Happy 20th anniversary, and it's your birthday. I want you to have a great day.
My man.
I want you to go back to your bar. I want you to order two beers and drink one for me. And I need to get my winch. I need to get my winch from you at some point as quick as I can, so maybe I'll make a trip down to Dallas. Anyway, I'm just going to stand here and
he's drunk.
Take in a little bit more of this smog and see how sick I can get in the city. Thank you, buddy. All love right. you.
Oh, that's nice.
Happy everything and Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Love you too, dog. That's my man. That's awesome.
But you know, when you've been drinking all day, you love everybody.
That was great.
It's awesome. That is awesome.
That is from Blake Shelton.
That was really him.
Yeah.
That entire message is going to be my new ringtone.
It's 56 seconds. I don't think
that's fine.
What was that?
That's
truck
awesome.
In the middle of the.
Oh, no, that's when you get a message and your phone vibrates when you're on the phone.
Oh.
Oh.
When you have it on,
it
loud.
Like a horn.
Yeah, no, it's
Gwen
vibrate.
Was right there.
My man.
It's phone vibrating.
That was awesome.
So you got a phone call from Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
That's
isn't that cool,
that's greatness. That's greatness.
I'm sorry they couldn't make it in
that's
today.
That's okay. That's the next best thing.
We'll get them as soon as possible.
All right.
We're working on it, Al. We are getting your text messages. First memory of Al is kid calling and waking him up at First Impression Limo. He was napping on the floor.
Yes.
Love you, Al.
I had to wake up very early in the morning to take people to the airport.
I know you did.
Yes.
And we also got a text message that says, is Al the one who did the hip-hop lounge singer?
Yes, I am.
He sure is. Here's a little taste of that.
Al is electric, waiting for the appearance of the hip-hop lounge singer, his debut concert. There have to be 80 to 90 people in this room. Some of them have camped out as early as a half hour ago to get here to see the debut performance of Big Al.
I saw Al backstage with the dancers. They did show up.
Good.
And
is he nervous?
He's got a funky little outfit on.
The whole concept of the hip-hop lounge singer is so white people can enjoy rap also. Because I listen to it, and I like the beats and stuff, but I have no idea what they're talking about. So let's listen to this song, big hit. I like the way you do that right
there. Right there. Switch your hips when you walk and let down your heart. Is that chingy?
Put your hipples in a walking, what? Put your hipples in the walking,
hips
in the higher.
Okay.
So we thought if Big Al sang those songs over, you know, music that we understood.
White people music.
Yeah, maybe it would be good. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please. Give it up for the hip-hop lounge singer.
I like the way she do it right there. She be in all of her clubs.
Yeah.
She makes some money on it.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the girl kind of reminds me Pocahontas. The girl be at all the events. I'm so impressed. Never the white dudes lift up her dress. Girl gave it to me. All I had to do was give her a pork chop. Girl threw it on me like I was a shortstop. Girl never pictured her to be one to wear a tank top. Oh, girl, the way you bounce that booty and then you let it drop, pow, girl, bounce that booty like you a bunny. Girl, can I touch ya? Touch ya where it ain't never sunny. Girl, I like the way you do it right there. I like the way you do it, baby. Right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I'm clapping him on.
That was great.
The hip-hop lounge singer live.
God. What happened to that guy?
Oh, no.
One and done.
He did a few.
I did several of them.
Yeah, he did a lot of them in studio.
Every
stuff.
Monday, yeah.
Maybe he'll come back in 2016.
That's awesome.
Because hip-hop is back. All right.
I'm having a good time. I hope y'all are.
Are you, Al?
I'm having a great time.
We're celebrating Big Al Mack's 20th anniversary on the show. And coming up next, we give away a trip to Orlando, Florida.
I'm going to win a trip?
No. We got to give away the trip because that's the number one spot to spend New Year's Eve at.
Got it.
And we want you to spend it there because it's the best.
Yeah.
And we also have Jenna's gifts to the show.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, to two-thirds of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, shipping.
Two-thirds of the show. So, Al, you will get your present from Jenna. Oh,
fantastic.
And we will continue to celebrate Big Al Mack coming up next.
For 20 years, Big Al has been bringing you laughter.
While he's in the straitjacket, Andrea's going to be deleting the names of girls from his cell phone.
Nikki's.
Oh, God, yeah. Nikki.
Yeah. All you think of is Prince. Yeah. Hot Nikki.
Hi. Oh,
little Nikki.
Bye-bye. Bye, yeah. Nikki.
Isn't there a way to delete the entire phone book?
No!
The lingerie football team was a little busy, and there's a restraining order with Al.
Dang it. We couldn't get the lingerie team?
So we actually had to get a professional women's football team to come out and help us out with this.
These are the girls that play football?
Here we go. Yeah. One. Two, three, listen carefully. Remember how we talked about if Al was here all by himself, we would get so many great lines from him?
Hang on, all right. What y'all doing? Y'all just, everybody's leaving. All right, I'm going to hit the, which one? This one right here?
No!
Kid Craddock in the morning.
No!
Yeah, see? Big Al in the morning, not such a bad idea.
So we made a deal. He made a deal with Stallone. He gave Stallone boxing gloves. Stallone put them on, and he told...
If I offend you, you can punch me in the stomach.
Right. If you're offended by the question, you have to answer it, but you can punch Big Al in the stomach.
Ever taken steroids?
Just on general principle.
That was a punch right there. Last question.
Well, me and Barry Bonds hang out a lot, so
the publicist is telling me to wrap up.
The publicist says, last question. Is it true you have a pump?
Oh, my God.
Well, Kids is an organization that it's really like Kid said earlier, it's your way to feel grateful that you have healthy kids if you are able to say that. And Kids is, it's a smile on every kid's face. Jenna, what would you say that means so much to you about Kids?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you about Kid. He believed the best way to get performance out of somebody was always make them think like they were about to be fired.
Yeah.
That was his way to motivate people.
Work for
you know?
Me.
And what did you do, Kelly? Did you go tell
Al? That I needed to be the one
But I'm
going to
need
him.
You to tell him.
So I left the office. I never mentioned it again. Kid never mentioned it again. Al's still here.
It's Big Al's 20th anniversary on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So many good memories. I wish we could fit them all in one show, but it's impossible. It is impossible.
Oh, man.
A couple text messages before we get to the trip.
All right.
Oh, Dorabelle is the cutest ever.
My mother is here in studio with us. You can see her on Kid TV.
Special guest co-host. Yeah.
She hasn't heard some of these things on the radio.
Yeah.
She turns the radio up in the bathroom.
While she's getting
started on her day. So she catches some stuff and some stuff she doesn't. So her mouth just kind of drops.
Quick question, Mrs. Mack. Are you more proud or more disappointed than after listening to the bids?
I have learned not to ever be disappointed.
Aww.
That's right.
That is the cutest.
Whatever it is.
Thank you.
She'll be with us as long as you want, Mrs. Mack.
Like the rooter with the...
Oh, she's watching. She's watching the tweets. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show. And I'll let text, people know. We're reading the text messages at 800-543-3548. The keyboard isn't where I can respond. So thank you.
Right there.
We
can right next to you.
Oh, it's right there?
Yeah.
What's for that?
That's for that.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, I could be doing that.
Yeah, you could. But not during the show. I mean, you should probably be doing the show.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
All right.
We told you a couple weeks ago that a study found that the best place to spend New Year's Eve. Is this Auld Lang Syne?
That's close. You're
getting better.
That's it, right?
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne. They found that Orlando was the best place in the United States to spend New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Based on ticket prices and
hotels
and
travel,
weather.
Yeah. My mother's going for Christmas. You're going for Christmas.
Yes.
Orlando?
22nd.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look, see? Mrs. Mack is on top of that.
She's going to be on the beach.
Yeah, right.
So we had you send us an email letting us know who you would take on this trip. We called it Two Pair Don't Care. You could take up to three friends.
Yeah, it's a trip for four.
Yeah, to Orlando. We'll get you all hooked up. And we've got some pretty good ones, so we want to talk to a few people real quick before we hand off this trip.
All right.
Our first one is Jenny Mattern. How are you?
My turn.
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Al's trying to correct JC on the pronunciation.
Is it Mattern?
Last name.
It's Mattern. It's Mattern.
Mattern. Oh, thanks, Al. Everybody says it is Mattern.
I know anything you need to know about Mattern the T.
Can I say happy anniversary to Big Al really quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy anniversary. That's so exciting. I'm having to watch on Kid Live, but it looks like it's been a really great party.
Oh, you get bonus on Kid Live, you get the clips during the breaks.
During commercials. Yeah.
You're getting bonus.
I hadn't seen the lingerie one before, and I was like crying. I was laughing.
That's
so hard.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
TV is the place to tune in during commercial breaks.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Okay.
So who'd you want to take on this trip?
So I graduated in July with my master's in marriage and family therapy, and I have a couple of friends that we've all decided to kind of take a risk and branch out and open private practices.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been taking a risk. We're not exactly all rolling in the dough right now. So we've been stressing about, you know, New Year's Eve and what we're going to do, and we're all single, so that always adds another little kink in it when you're like, man, I want a date. And then we've got a friend who's actually an aspiring country singer as well. And so kind of doing the same thing where trying to follow her dreams and, you know, there are risks involved in that. So
sure.
I would love, love, love for all of us to be able to go and have a great New Year's trip with a little bit cheaper price tag than going out downtown.
Yeah,
like free. And you said in your letter it was three therapists and a country singer. The bit basically writes itself.
Yeah, it does.
And you said New Year's Eve is frustrating because you struggle to find fun adventures with cute guys.
And yummy drinks.
Yeah. Without breaking the bank.
Congratulations. Congratulations
it's
for
so
graduation.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been such a great journey, and it's always a good feeling to feel like you're right where you're supposed to be. So.
Yeah. And also congratulations, because you are going to be going to Orlando with your three friends. No, you shut up.
Yo, you shut up.
Jenny.
You win.
You won.
Oh, my God. I was like, they're going to make me play a contest, and I'm going to ruin it.
No, you did everything you had to do when you wrote in your letter.
You bet.
Oh, my God.
100 words or less. In fact, 99.
Wow.
And we counted every single one to keep it legal.
Why don't you go ahead and say the names of the friends that you're going to take, the therapist and country singer.
Yeah. So the other therapists are Lucy Davidson and Allison Hill. And then the country singer is Cassie Neems.
All right.
Keep
an eye on
that. Yeah. Watch out for that one.
All right.
A country star.
Look out for those girls in Orlando, single cute guys with yummy drinks.
Yay.
Jenny, you pack your bags, have tons of fun, take pictures for us, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I promise. Thank you guys so, so much.
Oh, no, thank
you. Congratulations. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yay. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Anniversary, Big Al.
Thank you very much, Jenny. You're so nice.
There she goes.
Have fun.
Jenny off to Orlando, Florida to celebrate New Year's. And now we're going back to Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I know it is. It's Al's anniversary, Christmas, and birthday. So, Al, let's start with you. Okay. I normally go a little out of the box for you, like with the hat rack.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done some creative things. I went a little more practical for you this year with a couple of things I think you'd like. So go ahead and open up your bag down there on the ground.
It's a white one, right?
Yeah. We're doing our Christmas gift exchange, and these are Jenna's gifts to the show.
Kelly, yeah, we've already done mine. Uh-huh. Everybody. Yeah. We did JC's and Al's yesterday.
So hopefully the first thing fits.
Okay, t-shirt.
Honestly,
t-shirt.
It's a Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon.
Oh, what'd you call it yesterday, Kelly? Lululemon.
I don't know if you have this Lululemon. It's new.
Lululemon.
No, it's great. I love
yeah.
it.
It's Lululemon.
Lemon.
Bright red Lululemon.
Bright red. Thank
I know you
very much.
Love wearing Lululemon
I do.
To just wear around.
Yeah.
And this line of stuff is so cool. Can you read what it is?
It's. No.
The brand, you can open it up.
Cybear?
No. Beard.
Beard?
Well, it's all around the
yeah. box. Oh, beard. Beard. Gotcha. It's beard stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The line's super cool.
It's very cool.
Really
Woodsman.
Cool.
Woodsman Beard Balm.
Beard Balm.
Beard Balm.
Can I say, you know, can I say...
What?
It's called the Bearded Bastard. Can I say that
I guess
word?
So. It's the name of the
That's
business.
The name of the business.
It's awesome stuff, though, Al. They
I'll
said
it.
It's
you
like put the best beard balm and beard oil and all kinds of
Did
stuff
Did you put
for
some
beard.
Beard dye in there, too?
The be-
no.
the Bearded Bastard is
yeah.
the name of the
Shout out to Austin.
That's
I found
it.
It's like
Shout
really
out.
Top-of-the-line beard products. Kelly, open up yours.
Okay. Now, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, baby.
Jenna yeah. texted me the other day to make sure what my shoe size was, so I kind of had an idea.
Uh-huh.
So, Kelly, I went similar to kind of how you got something for me that maybe a cape, like I wouldn't have bought myself. I know this is something months and months ago. Actually, for years, you've always said you wanted to get a pair of something, right? You've always said you wanted a pair of Uggs.
But I never would do it.
But this is designer Uggs. This is a better brand of Uggs. And
I
they are.
Love them.
And I knew you'd never buy them for yourself.
Whoa.
It's Those even nicer cool. than I Uggs.
Mean, oh.
They're boots with yeah. the fur, kind of.
Yeah, Australian Lux.
Collection.
They're
wow.
nicer than Uggs, and they have sweater around the ankle
Thank
instead of...
You.
I thought you would love those.
Does that mean it won't stink?
Kelly said
no,
she was like, I just don't think I can pull off Uggs. I'm like,
well,
she'll wear them.
I always think I look cute in them, but then I never cave and buy them.
That is, they're cute.
With the fur.
I mean, obviously, I look cute in them.
You look cute in them with your active
wear. Yeah, I thought those would be cute, because they're a little different.
With my active wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear them today.
Yeah, you
comfy.
Should.
Very okay.
cool.
Thank you, Jenna.
And the whole reason I even wanted to do a gift exchange this year is because over Thanksgiving weekend, I came across the most incredible gift for JC.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
Somebody stole it, off
unfortunately it was delivered 3 days ago, but I never received it.
Let me tell this person who potentially stole my gift. I have acquired a set of particular skills.
A particular set of skills. Okay.
Over the last few years, and I
but
will find you.
But this is the thing, you guys. I'm going to hand you the piece of paper because I have a printout, okay? This is something I ordered for you. Hopefully it will get here. I'll get it to you. But whoever stole this is in for a
shock.
Terrible Christmas surprise.
Terrible.
So go ahead and open up your sheet, and if it comes over the holidays, I'll deliver it to you.
Is it terrible for me?
Look at my feet.
Jenna, what is it?
It's a dead squirrel.
It's a stuffed dead squirrel.
It's a dead drunk squirrel.
It's a squirrel holding
taxidermy,
a
beer. Beer can holding, freestanding.
That's awesome.
From the Quick and Dead Taxidermy Etsy shop.
Quick and Dead.
It's the Quick and the Dead. And you guys, the world of taxidermy on Etsy is like nothing you've ever seen.
Really?
They have DJ rats. Like a rat that's a DJ. This
yeah.
is a real squirrel that's stuffed.
Aww.
That is
and
Jason,
that's
awesome.
What might have been.
You can put anything in his arms. And I have been waiting for a month. I am so sorry it has not shown up. And if some, the best part is someone stole this probably. And when they open this up, they're like,
out.
Ooh, Jenna got a gift from London.
Dang it.
It's a dead squirrel.
That would be perfect. Because then I could act like he looks like he's alive.
That is awesome.
I knew it was kind of morbid, but I just thought it'd be so funny. But now the joke's kind of, I'm sorry. I'll get it to you if I ever get it.
Look at my feet. Mine came.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Do they fit,
great.
Kelly?
Yes. They're warm.
Oh, my dang squirrel.
I'm sorry. If I get it, I'll get it to you. I promise.
All right. I'm going to go moisturize my beard.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk around in my new Lux. I don't know. They're not Uggs. What do I call them?
Australian thing.
They're Australian. Australia
they're
Lux.
Better than Uggs.
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to stare at the picture of my dead squirrel.
I'm so sorry.
During the commercial break.
I was so upset.
Make sure you go to KidLive.com if you're not already. Because you can watch a lot of extra stuff.
Is it KidLive or KidTV?
I think it's both.
There's a link on KidTV.
KidLive, you can go. And now we take a trip back down memory lane.
Oh, good.
Celebrating Big Al Mac's 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for my favorite moment with you, Big Al.
All right, JC. How long have you been here?
I've been here 10 years. And I want to thank you, man, because when I first came here for my audition,
mm-hmm.
you were the first one to walk up to me. It was like it was almost like I smelled or something because everybody was scared to walk up to me. You walked up to me and you shook my hand and you said, "Hi, I'm Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
Good to meet you, buddy." And you made me feel at home. That's what good. Eased me into being able to talk into the microphone that
good,
morning.
Good.
We've gone on trips together.
Yep.
Countless times. We've shared the karaoke stage. We've done bits together.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're naked together.
And that's what's leading me to this bit.
Oh,
but the
boy.
One bit that sticks out the most, my man.
I hope it didn't stick out.
I mean, when I say we have gotten extremely close, yeah. I mean it. Because Big Al Mac and I had to get naked and get inside of a sleeping bag together because Kid wanted us to battle it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is radio. See, did this ever pop in anybody's head? We're on the radio. Why would we be naked?
Yep. This was Kid's idea.
I remember this.
Promise
vividly.
You. Swear to you.
But you guys had both been arguing on the radio over something for quite a while.
Well, we weren't really arguing. It was Al kept talking about his bar because you had just opened.
Okay.
Yep.
And you kept talking about your bar in Mexico.
Okay. Yep.
And I wasn't on the returns. Uh-huh. So when we came back from commercial, it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show with Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac, and Kid. And then I felt left out.
Aww.
Felt left out. And Kid said, "All right, so whoever wins this challenge, okay. You get what you want. I would get my name on the show,
uh-huh.
And Al, you would get to talk about the bar nonstop.
All right.
And this is how it all went down.
First one to leave the sleeping bag loses the manly challenge. JC is competing to have.
Oh, yeah.
No, no hitting. No hitting allowed.
I think that's called spanking.
Back here, though. God, what are you doing?
JC is broken.
Al, what are you doing?
He's now broken out the baby lotion. Yeah.
What are you doing, Al?
I'm tickling his legs.
Hey! Watch it.
Be careful. We are a family show.
Ow, hey, my booty's showing.
Ow.
No biting, Al.
I'm not biting. Ow, your butt is on my arm. Oh, that is nasty.
Bare butt
that
on the
is,
arm.
Oh, that was dull. I got
bare butt,
butt
on
arm.
The arm.
I got butt arm.
Bare butt on you.
I got butt arm.
My mind's telling me no. My body. My body's telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
With a little bump and grind.
Oh, I see a whole lot wrong.
JC, is that? Don't give him a hickey.
All right, JC has gone to the hickey maneuver.
Here,
33 minutes
how
into
are you
the match.
Explain oh, that one, Big Al.
No,
you're getting a hickey.
No,
JC is giving Big Al a hickey.
No.
Oh my! Oh my!
JC's gagging. That's another way to get him to quit. Throw up on him.
JC and Al are in a single sleeping bag together without their clothes on.
Another hickey.
No.
Al, you're going to be covered in hickeys. You need to quit.
Are you fine just sitting there
Al,
taking
quit.
It?
Quit. Quit.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe I gave Al a hickey, man.
Well, JC, look what you've won.
JC?
Yeah, but
your name will now be on
card.
Your name will now be on every return. It'll say
that's
Kid,
so cool.
Kelly, Al, and JC. Hey.
I'm so proud of you. And Al, at least look at it this way. You got some action on the vacation.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh man.
That's my favorite memory with you, Al.
Oh,
I don't
thanks.
Know if it's my favorite.
Gosh, I love when you started doing the hickeys. Like, whoa.
Well, Kid was getting mad because we were in there.
Yeah,
I dumped a bucket of ice in there, remember?
Right.
That's when I saw some things.
Yeah.
I think we were in there all morning long, the whole show almost.
Much. And yeah, neither one of us wanted to give up and
be
the loser and get out of the sleeping bag.
Let's be honest, so. We both got what we wanted. I got my name on the show, and you still talk about your bar every single day.
And Al got his hickeys.
And Al got your
that's
hickey.
What he wanted.
Yeah, you got your hickey, Al. Good. It's all good.
Good.
Coming up next, we continue with Big Al Mac, and it's time to give you your gift from the company.
Oh, I get a company gift.
You get a company gift.
Oh, wow.
I think you'll like this gift, Al.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It fits you.
Is it a boat?
It's not a boat. I'll tell you that right now. It is not a boat. We'll give Big Al his gift next.
Yo, it's cracking. It's Kendrick Lamar. Right now, you're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we are celebrating Big Al Mac's 20th anniversary.
Hey.
Cheers.
With special guest host, Mrs. Dorabelle Mac.
Mm-hmm.
She's just are you having fun?
Right. I'm having
she's just
fun.
I forgot
observing
to,
it all.
I forgot to ask you if you had seen the sleeping bag or heard the sleeping bag bit.
Do you remember that when we were in Naples on a family vacation when the boys had to get in the sleeping bag together?
The one we just played?
That was the first time you'd heard that one. Please,
right.
Please tell me. Okay, good. Yeah. Our, good. Yeah, because the ones that really disturb her, she'll say something to me about it.
I know. Has this been too much for you today?
No.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Good.
Y'all warm if I need to.
Yeah. I didn't realize how awkward that.
Earmuffs for Al's mom. Yeah.
I didn't realize how awkward that would be with Doris sitting right here.
Don't you worry, because mine's going to be awkward.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Right. Janice is coming up shortly.
Awkward.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
But there was another moment that this moment probably will go down in history. It happened during our TV show yesterday. It had to do with a story at a basketball game, at a Spurs game, where there was an awkward moment that occurred between a couple.
Yep.
And so our producers thought it'd be funny to do it to us and start a kiss cam.
I never saw this. Did it play already?
Sure.
Oh, good. I haven't seen it.
And the kiss cam somehow was placed on Kelly and Al because that's the only two people that are in the same shot. And we were all expecting Kelly to do what she normally does. But boy, were we surprised.
Wait.
That's crazy because we have the kiss cam in our studio, too. Crazy.
We do?
Yeah.
We do.
Who is it? You guys.
Who is it on? You and who?
It's on Al and Kelly. That's weird.
It's on you guys.
Aww. Is this where I have to be a poor sport and not do it?
Yeah. No way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's going to do it.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
That's what you call being a good sport.
Yay.
Listen to Al.
Okay.
Okay.
I was waving bye.
They didn't play that part. He was saying bye to his girlfriend. You know,
bye to
that's
my girlfriend.
Officially the end. They cut that off.
Yeah.
Dr. X.
Al's always known to be a good sport.
Yeah, we try.
And Kelly this time came through.
Kelly came through.
Look at that.
It was my 20-year anniversary present.
I was just ready to get some of that.
That is not your 20-year anniversary present, Big Al Mac.
It is not.
Your 20-year anniversary present is right here.
Wow.
This is from the whole office.
That's a big box.
This is from George. Let's just be honest.
Oh, yeah. But George tries to be nice and say
there was input in this.
Okay.
So
thanks, man.
This is what the office got you.
All right.
As you can tell, it's not a boat.
It's heavy. It's not a boat.
It is heavy. Yay.
You can tell where it's from based on the ribbon.
Pinto and Ranch.
Pinto Ranch.
Pinto Ranch.
Just open it up.
Okay.
Right. Any scissors? They're right there in your cup.
Oh, yeah. I got a knife.
Oh, your scissors are right there.
But the knife is better.
I have a knife.
It's his birthday.
I hope you like this, Al.
All right. Let's see. Cut that.
I hope you like it, too, because I was really trying to get you a boat.
Thank
I was working
you,
hard.
It was from Craigslist, and it had a hole in it, but we would have fixed it.
Right. You're going to cut yourself.
He's a man. He knows
it's
how to
paper.
Use a knife.
You don't need a knife for paper.
I guess you got a point. All right. Whoa, Lucchese? Oh, my God.
Yay. You know anything about Lucchese's?
Those are good boots, man.
Yeah.
These are like the Cadillac of boots.
Yeah.
And wait till you see.
All right.
You're a shoe man.
All you animal rights activists, come on down.
Boy, they are in wrap.
Al, these are nice like, ones.
Those are legit.
All right, let me see here.
They have their own little individual boot cases.
They're black. I can say that.
Yeah.
Ow. Holy smokes!
Ow. Those are crocodile.
No!
Ultra Cayman crocodile on the foot, and the top is buffalo calf.
Thank y'all. Thank you, company.
The top
Oh, these are awesome. You can see these, Mom? These are
smell
crocodile.
Them. I love the smell
these
of new boots.
Ooh, I don't even know how much these cost. I'm not going to
Google
it.
And they're all black.
These
go with everything, just like what you're
perfect.
Wearing today.
Uh-huh. These are I'm going to put them on. Oh, I don't have socks on.
Oh, I hope they fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got those from the Pinto Ranch at North Park.
Thank you, Pinto Ranch.
And they have the large collection of handmade boots. Lucchese's, they don't put them on some machine. Those are expensive.
Ooh, man.
Just have this a couple more commercials to pay for those.
People get jacked for boots.
Oh,
like
Al, they're nice.
No, yeah. Crocodile. I've never had crocodile boots.
My daddy got some for his 70th birthday this year.
Really?
Crocodile is...
The best.
So nice.
Me and Mr. Raspberry are going to go out and kick it with our boots.
Yeah, because my daddy was in the boot business for years, and he knew what he wanted. We were like, we want to get you a nice pair, and he wanted Lucchese crocodiles, and look what you got.
Ooh, those look so cool,
These are awesome. These are awesome.
You digging them?
Ooh, yes, I'm digging them. I can never afford. Ooh, man. Ooh, these are great. I love these.
Well, thank you, Pinto Ranch at North Park, for helping us make that happen.
Singing my country song tonight, karaoke.
Uh-huh.
Lucchese crocs. Oh.
All country tonight for Big Al Mac. Al says he could never afford them. Yeah, he buys his classic cars.
Yeah, I gotta put these down. I don't want anything to happen to him. These are almost too nice to wear, but I'm going to wear them.
No, now, Al, they're beautiful.
I know you noticed you only have one boot. You got to work another 20 to get the second one.
That's what George says. That's fine. That's fine. I can do that.
Coming up next, we have Jenna's favorite moment with Big Al Mack.
Yeah.
And you're saying this is going to be embarrassing in front of his mom.
Uh-huh.
Let's go! We're back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All morning long, we've been bringing you our favorite moments from Big Al Mack in the last 20 years.
It's been a great day.
It's his birthday slash 20th anniversary celebration because we really don't know exactly what day he started.
But it was 20 years ago.
But it was about 20 years ago.
So we just picked a date, and the day's that day.
Kelly's favorite moment with Big Al was when he was laughing uncontrollably after she said she was going to bring back Kid's mom from the dead.
I'll post that on Facebook. That's a Christmas tradition.
It's a great one. Mine was the sleeping bag. That's the one that most people bring up when Al and I are hanging out together.
Yeah.
He's like a brother to me. You know, it's like, cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes you take baths together. Sometimes you go in sleeping bags naked. And now it's time for Jenna's favorite moment with Big Al Mack.
Well, my favorite moment with Big Al Mack, Kelly got to experience a little bit of it yesterday, like we just played you on the show. My favorite moment with Big Al was absolutely, I'm sorry, Miss Mack, the hot makeout that we had.
My mother just
gave me that look. Like, she wanted to make eye contact with me.
Yeah, here you go, Miss
Mack. It's the things we do for the television show.
You don't have to look if you don't want to, but here it is.
There was a reason behind this when we were doing an Emmys story.
Right. Brian Cranston and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, they made out at the Emmys.
In front of their life partners.
In front of their partners.
Yeah.
After, I think it was after she won
right,
an award.
She won
right?
For Veep.
Right.
Yeah, she had pretended she didn't remember when they presented an award that he was on an episode of Seinfeld, that she actually dated him and they kissed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got up to accept her award, he chased her down before she got on stage and grabbed her and did a passionate TV kiss.
In front of her man. And
yeah.
I thought this would be a perfect opportunity.
Because they're actors.
To recreate the moment. With Big Al and Kelly.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
you wouldn't
did.
Volunteer yourself to
right?
do it.
Why right?
Well, you guys are single.
Why would you put other people on the spot?
Well, Julia,
oh, we are
just,
single?
We just, I'm
that?
Not single.
Well, Al's about to be.
And we just said that they did this in front of their significant others.
Right.
Because so, as actors, it's okay. You can
it's okay.
do that. It's a different kind of kissing.
And here's the setup.
Pretend you're acting, and how would you kiss Al on a scene?
Come on.
You know it's not going to happen, so don't.
Oh, I'm trying to wing,
don't.
Man. I'm trying to wing, man, so hard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are, dog.
I'm trying so hard.
We'll revisit this later. I'm not making out with Al.
You're not making out. You're acting.
Do I always have to do your dirty work?
Good.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Al.
Oh, okay. So then Jenna says, well, I'll do it. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, crap. What do I do now?
It's truly because it's not that I wanted to like make out with Al and I've always had this burning desire. It's because I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus so much and watching the Emmys, it's like if I could pick anyone's career, that's not some huge movie, but that's
my
who
career.
It would be.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, Jenna needed some love.
Yeah. Hashtag. So.
This is the aftermath of Al and Jenna. Full on making out, right?
We're not making out.
Full
just
on.
Like a
it was a TV kiss.
Man.
It was passionate.
It wasn't passionate.
Out.
It was just. It was just.
Your bodies were enveloped.
By the way, Kid TV, if you want to watch this bad boy right now, if you're watching Kid TV, you're about to see some magic.
Just do it.
Oh.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
She wanted to let go.
Oh, my God.
We had to take it.
Oh, my God.
The bit's up. We're getting ready.
Okay. The good news is Jenna finally got some. The bad news is, Al, you're single again.
Oh, my God.
That is Jenna's favorite moment with Big Al Mack.
It is.
Rightfully
so. It is. My favorite personal moment is when I threw up on the way to work, got a flat tire in the garage, and Al went out after work and changed it. Like, that's that we don't have any footage of any of that. But
yeah,
Al, that's my favorite personal moment with you because that was just so kind.
The behind the scenes moments we've had with you are far greater than the ones we've had with you
that's
on air,
nice
Big
y'all
Al.
To say.
You're
nice
a good dude.
I mean, I'm still upset you didn't let me borrow your car when before Max.
When your dog
was bygones. Bygones.
Bygones. And now, Big Al, I'd like to give you the floor.
Okay.
If you would like to say anything.
All right. I can do that.
Go ahead.
Because I wrote a little bit of a letter, but I didn't finish it.
Of course. In true Al fashion.
When did you write it? During the commercial breaks today?
Yeah,
okay, perfect.
Dear Kid Nation, thank you. You guys have been there for me for 20 years. From the early days when 60 seconds of first impression limo service was the highlight of my day, to the hams, to driving naked on the tollway, roller coasters, ruined relationships, new teenage children. You guys have accepted me with the good and my faults. When Kid Craddock hired me, being on the radio was the farthest thing from my mind. But he took a chance on a young brother that thought owning a limo service, a struggling limo service, was my calling. And he changed my life. Being on the radio is really cool.
Wordsmith.
Being on TV is really cool. Being on the radio and on TV in the city that you grew up in the city you love, is really cool. But sharing that with people that you love is the coolest thing ever. So thank you, Kelly.
Okay, buddy.
Awkward. JC, Jenna, Psycho Shannon, Cheddar, all you guys. There's too many people here. I'm going to forget somebody.
Your mommy's right here, too.
Mom, of course, my mother. But thank y'all. And I love y'all.
Oh, we love you, Al. Please be safe.
Lord, please be safe. Al, we love you safe, too. Lord.
Kelly, right. Kelly's crying. You're close. Let's give him a hug and a kiss.
Oh, it's okay. God. We've already done that.
Seriously, Al, this show would not be the show it is if you weren't here, or if all Kelly wasn't here, or if Jenna wasn't here. Thank you for your 20 years.
We love you, Al.
Love y'all too. Love
Kelly and Al, you guys laid the foundation 10 years before I got here, and before Jenna got here, so thank you.
Thank
guys.
You.
I got too much Christmas up there. I can't even move.
We love you, Al.
Love you too. And thank you to my mom for coming down today and sharing this day with me and
giving birth to that big head of his. And that was impossible.
I tell you one thing.
That had to hurt. Yeah.
Without you and my daddy, I wouldn't be whoever I am right now is because of you.
Right. So, the good stuff.
So yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff.
I never would have guessed it.
Yeah.
So thank you, and I love you.
We love you, Al. And we'll be back.
We've got to refocus and recharge. And that means we'll be right back after this. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.